This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 649, Azsharan Vacation. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2019. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from Pops to Dorbs, Rides to Mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA.
Coming to you from the exotic land known as Canada, you're listening to another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, the commander of the Fell and master of demons, Fandeth, the still not a meat shield, Toasty, and the high priestess of the Everlight, Allie.
But I'm not from Canada.
It's okay. We'll make it work. You're an honorary Canadian. Ahem. Bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft, this is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros. And with me, I have Allie. Hey, Allie.
Hello. It feels so good to be back. Don't get me wrong. You know, a week off every once in a while, it's good. It's good to kind of, you know, take a little break. But I missed it, so I am glad we're here.
Awesome. And we also have Toasty. Hey, Toasty.
Oh, hey. A week off in the name of patriotism was fantastic. Happy belated Canada Day to everybody from Canada.
And happy 4th of July from, you know, the States.
Indeed. So how was your 2 weeks there, Ellie?
Busy. Between, you know, 4th of July stuff and podcasting for my show. And so busy in 8.2. Busy. But good, though. I'm really enjoying 8.2. I finally started Mechagon today. I finally opened it this morning. And that's pretty great. And I absolutely love Nash Jachar. Just so much love. And I've discovered that I have a favorite mount for both places. And so, don't get me wrong, I'm excited to fly, but I really like how the Marsh Hopper, you know, my hopper frog, just really looks at home in Nash Jachar. Like, I got it in Nazmir, but it belongs in Nash Jachar. It fits right in. It's with the art. It's awesome. And then I have the Mechagenier's Chopper, which awesome in Mechagon, obviously. So I'm really enjoying those mounts, you know, in a very thematic way. So yes, flying will be great. I'll get there. But for now, until that happens, I'm going to enjoy these mounts in these awesome new places. I'm a dork like that.
May as well enjoy it while you can, right?
Yeah. But I'm not as far into the Pathfinder grind as I would like, because I was pretty busy with stuff this last week. But I'm getting there. I finally saw the cinematic that we won't talk about here because of spoilers, but a lot of people have been talking about it. So I finally saw that, which is good. And like I said, I finally opened up Mechagon because I was focusing on Nash Jachar for now. And I'm excited to kind of dig into that more and have some fun. And yeah, I'm just enjoying it too.
Cool. And how are things? How's your whole week been there, Toasty?
Oh, my. equally busy, because as I talked about last week, I decided to get back into raiding, so I started to get my feet wet with that. We were doing Battle for Dizzy Valor. And we got stuck on Blockade for a while. It was
Blockade the pain.
Yeah, and I think what didn't help was we, like, of the group of, I believe there were 15 of us, think five of us hadn't done the fights, or at least hadn't gotten ahead of the curve. So there was that. For me, it was my first time raiding non-LFR since Legion. So there's a bit of a learning curve again. Yeah.
Also, these raids, this expansion have been a little more mechanic heavy than raids in the past, so it's definitely part of that curve, I'm sure.
Also, I discovered that going to Icy Veins to figure out which potions I need to get right after a patch launches is not a good idea, because it'll tell you to buy the newest and greatest potions, which, you know, would be fine for when we start doing like Eternal Palace raiding. It's kind of overkill for battle for Desire Lore, especially considering a stack of them cost me 80,000 gold.
Right.
Like, I probably could have bought the cheap potions and it wouldn't have been bad. Because the cheap potions were like 2,000 gold. Like, I can stomach that price. 80,000 gold for a stack of potions that were gone by the end of the night.
Well, that was silly to use those on the old stuff.
See, but I didn't know it was a new potion. That was the problem. I didn't know it was a new potion. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to search for the potions.
Fair enough.
Like, okay, this is what the auction... It's weird that there's only one stack in the auction house, but I guess maybe people are holding on to their potions until Eternal Palace comes out. So I bought the stack, and like, oh. I was talking to one of my guildies about it, and she said that I was buying the new ones, like the brand new ones that were brought in for 8.2.
Right.
That explained why it cost so much. I definitely had a derp moment. Also, she pointed out that she was an alchemist and had a bunch of potions saved up for us. I probably could have just asked her and not spent any gold.
Yeah.
So, TLDR, I'm a dummy.
That sounds like several expensive mistakes in a row.
Yep. On the plus, I didn't have to buy any extra food or flasks, because at the beginning of the expansion, she gave everybody in the guild a bunch of flasks, and I never used them because I wasn't raiding. And I've just been hoarding all the food, so I have all the food that I need. So thankfully, it was just the potions that cost me a lot of gold, but that was a good chunk of what I had left in terms of gold. I had to actually start farming again.
Well, I'm not going to make fun of you, because I am excited that you're going to be getting into the raiding scene again. So I'm just going to encourage you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good job. Good job, Justy.
And also, I've been doing the 8.2 content. I did Nazjatar the first day. I did it to the point where I unlocked Mechagon, and then I went straight to Mechagon because I was more interested in Mechagon. So I started questing around there, and I'm taking a different approach to that whole area compared to what I normally do, where I just reference Wowhead constantly. Like, how do I do this thing? Or what? How do I get this thing? I'm very much just exploring naturally and seeing what kind of things I come across. So far, I haven't found anything too noteworthy. I know that there's something to do with Mechanocats and getting painted, but I just gleaned that from what was happening in general chat. I have no idea what we're actually supposed to do there. I know that there's something involved with that, so I'm gonna try to figure that out on my own before I inevitably go to Wowhead. Like, I'm gonna hold off on Wowhead as much as I can. My heart of hearts knows that I'm going to go there eventually and just let them tell me what to do.
Well, I'm sure you went over to Mechagon to try and find the robot Pepe.
No, I didn't.
What?
Why would I do that? Exactly, there's no good reason why.
It's the same thing. Like, why wouldn't Frazzly start on Mechagon? I mean,
see, but the difference is Frazzly likes gnome themed stuff. I don't like pep based stuff. If I do find it, and it's an item that I can just delete, I'm going to do it.
Pepe judges you.
Plus, I'm pretty sure for that, don't you actually need Pepe?
I have no idea, to be honest.
Well, hopefully it's something where I need Pepe, because I don't have Pepe.
All right, then.
And I explored Mechagon, found a whole bunch of, like, rares and stuff like that. I'm going through all the questing there, and I'm really enjoying that zone. I'm very much enjoying just being able to randomly explore there without having to worry about. I mean, there are definitely quests that you need to worry about, but I feel like I can just keep wandering and come across stuff and just do whatever I feel like there. I did eventually go back to Najatar and start doing all the quests there, as anybody who follows me on Twitter would have seen, because I had that nice, beautiful little clump of turn-ins at the same time. It was fantastic.
Right? Oh, it feels so good.
Like, oh, all 11 quests or however many I had, like, I can just... it's all just there. Love it's it. Just,
that sense of completion is just... Ah, oh, it feels so good.
And, like, there were definitely points where I went back to that hub to go to another place. Like, no, I'm not going to turn any of these in. I'm gonna continue doing all the quests I have just so I can turn all them in at once, and it was a glorious feeling. But what I was enjoying about Najatar too is that there were a bunch of little secret caves that I found.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't really explain what you need to do. Like, there's one with the Arcana crystals, which would basically turn into just kill these things. Like, okay, that was easy enough. But there's this one pylon, like this arcane pylon thing, where I had to zap a bunch of different things coming from different directions. And they, like, basically all you had to do was hit a different button and you zap in that direction kind of thing.
Did you find the Murloc bar, though?
Yes, I did. Because I
love it.
Because the buddy that I took along with me, one of his quests involved having to go there.
Nice.
So I had to find it. It was a pain to find.
It was. It was
because, like, the exclamation point looked like it was in the wall, like in the water wall.
Yeah, yeah.
And it took me a while to even think of trying underground or underwater. And like, oh yeah, that makes sense. So I did that.
Were you as disappointed as I was at the lack of music in there?
Yes.
It is a Murloc bar. There needs to be some amazing music in there.
Yeah.
They have the dive bar music for other little mini bars like that. Why couldn't they do a Murloc version? Seriously.
Give me something.
Okay, but wouldn't it just be like I Am Murloc on repeat?
No.
I wouldn't complain about that. I like that song.
I would totally listen to that. But I just put this out on my show on Sunday, yes, that it should be some dive bar music that's already there, mixed in somehow a little bit with like some Star Wars Cantina vibe, with like some like random like bubble sounds and then some like Murloc sounds. Like, they could just make it just so awesome and epic, and just fail.
See,
failed me, Blizzard.
What I was imagining they could have done is the dive bar music, but also like the Little Mermaid Under the Sea song. not even the lyrics, just the backing noise, kind of thing.
They could do that in dive bar music wave.
Yeah,
like, so that would work. Really, it is very truly a dive bar.
That was the joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, why not? Like.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
So sad.
Oh, well. Still cool dive bar thing.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
Literal dive bar. what else did I? And it was, yeah, I just more of exploring Nazutar and Mechagon. On the topic of your mount thing, though, one of my favorite thing to do so far with this mount equipment thing is mount up on the most ridiculous mounts I can think of that would not be viable as like a water walking mount. So like the giant beasts from Draenor, the blood hoofs. No, that's not blood tusks. Nice. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Just all those kind of mounts, because it doesn't make sense that they can walk on water, but it's hilarious to watch it happen.
So
I've been enjoying that.
I haven't actually used any mount equipment yet.
But didn't you get it? Did you have a Water Strider mount?
No, I don't.
Oh,
that's been on my list of things to do for a long time now, but other things keep happening to make that go like further down on the list. So I still don't have one. Plus, I took a small break from the end of Cataclysm to about mid Pandaria. So I got a late start with all that. So I never got the Water Strider. So I don't have that equipment. And I just haven't gotten the time or taken the time really to go grab any equipment. So.
Well, now you can just buy it on the auction house for a couple thousand gold.
Is it that cheap? I figured it'd be more expensive.
No, I assume. I haven't looked.
Yeah, I need to go look. Because what's awesome is that Worgen, when they go into their, you know, running mode.
Oh, do they run in water?
That's what I heard. Someone tested in the PTR and it works. I don't know personally, but supposedly it worked in PTR. So that would be amazing.
Well, I'm going to have to try that on my Worgen.
Maybe I can try and like put it back. Well, if you already have a Worgen, because it's account wide, right?
Yeah.
No, it isn't. Is it a
but, but because I have the Water Strider already, I'll get the
right on my Worgen. I gotcha. Okay. One of us will test it out and we'll report back next week.
Writing that down. Water walking Worgen. Question. There we go.
I will say if that is a fact, that is absolutely the title next week.
But yeah, I also haven't made as much progress towards my Pathfinder Part 2. I'm pretty sure I'm still neutral with Nazutar or with the Ankoan thing. So it'll be a hot minute before I can fly. But I'm okay with not flying. I've always been okay with not flying. So whatever. I'm having fun kind of just exploring the content at my own pace.
There you go.
Well, I've also been keeping a keen eye for anybody with news about the B mount, and I haven't seen anything yet. Although I should really join the Secret Finder Discord to see if anybody's made progress on that.
I'm in it. I should look, but I don't look at that Discord often because it's just so super active and I just never am able to keep up with it.
Oh yeah.
The props to those guys over there because they work their butts off.
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe I'll wait. Yeah, I'll just anyway, Medros, how was your couple weeks in a while?
Well, let's see. 8.2 hit. I went to Nazutar, unlocked stuff there, went to Mechagon, unlocked some stuff there, and that's about it. So, the reason for that is because my WoW was broken for a while. A couple days after the patch hit, there was some update that went out, and I literally could not install it. I literally uninstalled WoW, reinstalled WoW, still could not install it. So basically, I had to go through a bunch of steps just to be able to get into game. And finally got into game, and then I was just like, I really just don't have the patience just right now. Like, I was just, I was frustrated and I was just done. So, yeah, I really haven't done a lot. I haven't even done a single world quest over on either Najutar or Mechagon. And I've done some mission table stuff that's got given me stuff that I'm assuming is used over in Mechagon, but I don't know for sure. And we'll see when I get around to doing that.
Yeah, I've been down that road where nothing seems to work. I know for, I think it was just before BFA launched, like something corrupted with my WoW file and it was not staying open, repairs weren't working the whole night.
Yeah, like I ran repair, I like I said, I uninstalled and reinstalled. I did so many different things to try and get it to work, and it was just, it was beyond frustrating. And then when I got in, I did a invasion on the lower level character I was leveling up, my my 118 paladin. I went over to do that invasion and saw some people on the doing the invasion who were already flying.
Yep.
So that kind of was like, oh, all right then. I kind of lost my my push for it. So it's really horrible because I was so excited that the day that update came out that broke my WoW. I was so excited to come home and play. Like I had an entire night planned of planning to go in and do some world quests on both of the places and get some good advancement on my rep, and I couldn't play, and it drained my desire to play at that point. So
yeah, that's definitely rough timing with a new patch. That really sucks. I'm sorry.
So I basically didn't play for about a week, I guess, before I finally figured out how to fix it. And yeah, I haven't really done a lot in WoW since. I was considering going over to do the Darkshore Warfront, but then I realized, like, it's probably not going to get me anything decent for gear, and I can probably get better over Najutar or Mechagon right now. Like, Fan said he'd only did a little bit of stuff over in the new areas, and he got a significant boost to his eye level, so I don't even know if the Warfront's even worth doing anymore at this point.
Which is incredibly sad. I actually haven't paid attention to that. I should look at that.
I think for me, it's still worth it, but I'm also still trying to get the badges for the mount.
Yeah.
I'm not that far off anymore from it. You can definitely, I mean, with your... Keep in mind, Fandeth's gear level was much lower compared to yours. What I've noticed so far is that if you're taking the time to play a decent amount, then yes, you're getting the benthic gear, you're getting it upgraded and that kind of thing. I got one piece to 405. I could have gotten more, but I haven't had the time to play that much yet. Well, I've played some, but just not enough to upgrade a whole bunch of benthic gear. Plus, there's a quest to buy abyssal shards from a vendor, but to do so costs the mana pearls that you need to upgrade benthic gear. So I've been focusing on getting that quest done and out of my inventory of quests so I can move on with my life. So that definitely put a dip in the benthic gear upgrading.
Yeah.
Oh. That's reminded me of something. Speaking of inventory, like, can we not turn some of the things we get from Mechagon into currency? Because it's taking up so much bag space.
Yeah, that's what I hear a lot of people saying.
Like
I've heard that you can, the spare parts, apparently you can, like, crate up in a way. Like,
yeah.
After you get a stack of them.
Yeah, you can. It takes.
Does that help?
No, not really.
Okay.
I still have so much stuff in my bags.
Right.
Like, between yeah, between all the different things that you're carrying around, like the empty energy cells, the charge energy cells, spare parts, spare crates. There's a new ore in Nazatar now. Like, and I know the ore is not going to be currency normally, so whatever. But like, I feel like there's so many. There are so many collectibles in Mechagon, especially with that tinkering dude. Like, turn it into a currency, please. Turn one of them into a currency.
Yeah, when I saw the name of that new item, the spare parts, I was like, MacGyver's probably laughing at that.
Oh, yeah.
It made me think of him.
Anyway, give me more bag space. Or just turn something into a currency, please.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, unfortunately, like I said, I really haven't done a lot, and I'm not driven to, which is sad because the only other game that I play on my computer these days also isn't working very well. But this isn't All Things Sims, so we're not going to talk about that.
Man, that sucks, man. The two games you're playing, like, not working correctly?
Yep. It's not fun. But
like that coupled with like it just being freaking gorgeous out right now.
Like, yeah.
I can see that killing game time.
Yeah. On the upside, I am level 18 in Wizards Unite.
There you go. You getting out? That's something.
Oh no, that's just for my couch most of it.
So.
I get lots of stuff spawning at my house. It's hilarious. But anyways. Yeah, it's kind of, it makes me sad that there's not as much drive for me to play WoW right now. I do still try and get in and do my mission tables every day and try and go sell some stuff. But even the stuff I'm trying to sell in the auction house, I'm like, how many times am I going to put this stuff up, wasting gold to try and sell stuff that's just not selling? I wish there was a way to track how many times I've sold or tried to sell something. So I can say, okay, once I've hit 10 times trying to sell this thing, just send it off to an alt to disenchant or sell off.
Yeah,
or
something. That would actually be really nice because I have a whole bunch of greens on my mage that I've been trying to sell on the auction house just to get some gold. And there are some items that are part of like the sexy transmogs that you think it would sell and it's not selling. And at some point I'm like, is it worth it anymore? I mean, I've put it on a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
I think the people who have them, who want them, have them already, which is a problem.
That's true. That's true.
Luckily, I don't need any of that for my warrior. All I did was turn off the chest and the shoulders and the gloves.
Are you going all Conan the Barbarian style?
Yeah. Wielding two scythes is great.
But yeah, so yeah, the answer to that question is I've not been doing a lot in WoW lately. But hopefully there'll be a flip that gets switched and causes me to actually want to go play more in the next little while, so I don't fall too far behind. But if I take too a while to get my flying, it's not that big of a deal at this point. So,
did you say a flip that gets switched?
Yes, I probably did.
Okay.
Got a problem with that?
No.
All right, moving on.
It's like how the turns have tables. Only, yeah. Anyway, sponsor time, right?
Yes. So our first sponsor of the show is also our newest. It's the folks over at Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, from Warcraft to Overwatch, Heroes to Diablo, and even more from outside the Blizzardverse, like Harry Potter, Firefly, and Star Trek. I like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week's Funko is one that I think somebody on the show may possibly want. I mean, I'm not saying for sure, because you never do know, but I think there's a decent chance at this. What do you guys think?
Uh, that fox? Is that fox?
Yes. Fox.
Ooh, that does look really cool.
That is the Flocked Fox. That's a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
Oh.
But the non-flocked one is not exclusive to San Diego Comic-Con. So you get that one without the, like, fuzzy texture, I guess.
All right, good.
I think that looks really cool. It's one of the new ones they announced ahead of San Diego Comic-Con. And I think it looks really, really cool. And like I said, I've said this before. I said this with the Overwatch ones. I really like that they're trying to get out of the box with, pardon the pun, with really like adding effects and adding special things to them other than just something a character's holding or something that's alongside a character. Like the fire that is below Fox in this Funko Pop looks really, really cool and really adds to the flavor of this, don't you think?
100%. I like that. I'm gonna try to get one because the Harry Potter Funkos are the ones that are some of the ones that survived the purge.
Yeah, I figured.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
It was Harry Potter and Blizzard, and nobody anywhere was surprised by that.
No. So yes, that is the Fox Funko. Again, the flocked version is a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. The non-flocked version is non-exclusive as far as I know, but we'll see where that pops up after Comic-Con. Now, this is not one you can get on the Funko store, but there are lots over there. If you want to check out what they have over there, go to bit.ly/FunkoATA. You can check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% on your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA and use Shop10 to save 10%. And before we do move on, there is one more thing that I did want to show somebody on the show here, just so they can, you know, get an idea as to one of the things that recently came out from the folks over at Funko. Which takes a minute for this to upload to Discord here. 1 second.
Oh, no.
This is a Funko Harry Potter Advent Calendar.
Wow. Look at Hagrid.
Why do you do this?
I count three or four different Harrys. I think there's at least two Rons, but there's other two that I think they might be Fred and George, but I'm not sure. There's a Dobby, Dumbledore, there's a Luna. Like Santa. Huh?
Dumbledore looks like Santa.
He does a little bit, yeah.
Why you do this?
Because I'm a friend of yours, and I want you to know about cool things that are coming out in fandoms that I know you enjoy.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. By the way, get anything interesting the last couple weeks?
I got a Stanley Cup champion hat. That was pretty fantastic.
Yeah? I thought you might think that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was pretty good looking hat. Pretty good looking hat.
And I heard something about there may have been a some love given to it by a dog before it left the US.
So Medros had his hat shipped to me, and then I sent it up to the guys up there just because it was way cheaper than Medros getting it directly from the website. And so when I got it, when I came in the mail, I took a picture, Shruggish, so Medros and Fandetha, I got it. Here's what it looks like. I'm going to send it off. And as I'm trying to hold it to take a picture, my golden retriever, like, it's on her hind legs to smell it. So I'm like, all right, you can smell it. And she, like, smelled, like, just gave it a little lick. I'm like, oh, okay, well, Toasty has a dog. It's fine. Yep. You won't mind. So it just, you know, it's a little kiss for good luck.
Yay.
They don't need any more luck. They just won the Stanley Cup. they're lucky back all used to up now.
Back
no.
to
nope.
Back. Nope. My turn now.
The
My
Penguins turn. Can do it. Anyway.
But yes, if you want the Harry Potter advent calendar from Funko, definitely check that out. I'm pretty sure that may be up on the store by now. So, moving on. What is up this week in Dungeon Fables?
Well, this week in Dungeon Fables, I just did the Zolomon Raid, the original one from Burning Crusade, not the 5-man. I'm not going to do that until Cataclysm. So it was a bit of a longer episode, and it's a little tricky doing that when I can't run it at current content right now since I took it out of the game. But it was still a lot of fun, and I did a lot of different voices for the different hostages that you release. And apparently when I try to do dwarf voices, I slip into troll voices and it sounded horrible, but it was a pretty fun episode.
And the week before that was?
The week before that was Tempest Keep.
Cool.
That's right, we were gone. Yeah, so I did Tempest Keep. So two raid episodes back to back. Although Tempest Keep is actually fairly short. Not yet. It will be soon, though.
Well, you'll get there. All right. Well, what's coming up this week in... this month in WoW.
This month, yes. So much. So, for starters, we have our new Mega Dungeon coming out. So, that's Operation Mechagon. Comes out on Tuesday, July 9th. And just so everyone knows, in order to start that, you have to accept a quest called Operation Mechagon, the Mech Originator. So keep your eyes out for that. The Eternal Palace Raid opens July 9th. The Pet Battle bonus event is July 9th to the 15th, as is the PvP Brawl Packed House, which I have not done yet. The Eternal Palace Mythic and LFR Wing 1 opens July 16th. Wrath Time Walking, which I'm super excited about, is July 16th to the 22nd. The PvP Brawl Classic Ashran, which I know a lot of people are excited about, is coming out July 16th to the 22nd. The Auction House Dance Party returns July 22nd. And July 23rd to the 29th is the Arena Skirmish event. And that week as well, you have the PvP Brawl Comp Stomp. Wing 2 for Eternal Palace LFR opens July 30th. The World Quest bonus event is July 30th through August 5th. So if your name is Toasty, don't forget to get the weekly for that. And, you know, everyone else. And I had to, sorry. And the very fun Kirin Tor Tavern Crawl happens July 31st. So, busy, fun month, and WoW.
I remember you saying you were going to do that next time. I can't remember why you said that. But I remember you saying that.
You're right. That was my last time. There was a certain someone that starts with an M that was hinting in the show notes to do it. So, I'm sorry.
Mephisto, please don't encourage...
Yes, Mephisto's in our show notes messing stuff up.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So, raise of hands. Who here has a 6-month subscription to WoW?
I do now.
You can't see it because it's an audio podcast, but I'm not raising my hand.
I am also not raising my hand. So... this is the third time that Blizzard has tied a particular amount or set of rewards to a duration of subscription. For those who forget, the first one was the annual pass. That was for the Celestial Steed, right?
No, that was for Tyrael's Charger.
Right, yes, Tyrael's Charger. And the second one was for...
the boat.
Yes, the boat last year.
Treadwake.
But, yeah, about 6 months ago, I think. 6-7 months ago. Somewhere around there.
Just you, about.
Now, for those who are disinclined to subscribe to WoW for 6 months? Because I understand you want to have the power to take away your subscription from Blizzard's reported numbers. You want to have that right, that ability, capacity to say, I am no longer subscribing to your game if I don't like what you're doing. And I understand that there are people who absolutely feel that is a must for them. However, this is a mount you can buy separately, much like the Dreadwake was. You could not get the Tearless Charger without the annual pass, but you can absolutely get this mount without paying a 6 month subscription. It's just $25. So I don't feel like the arguments I'm seeing a lot for against this are significant. Now, this is a very pretty mount. I don't know if it's one that I need to have in my collection. It is very pretty, but it's not a must-have for me. Clearly, somebody on this podcast does feel this is a must-have for them because they upped their subscription to 6 months.
It was already at... Well, I did 6 months for the Dreadwake, and I forget if there was like a month of regular pay or anything, but I did do 6 months for this one because I do really like this mount. It's beautiful. Plus, in all reality, I'm going to be playing this game for 6 months. So why not get the cheaper sub rate for 6 months and save some money that way and get a free mount in the process? So I know for me personally, it worked out quite nicely and I'm happy with it.
See, I pay for my subscription with gold, so there, I can't buy 6 months of tokens and apply it and then get this mount. So that's not really an option for me. So I will pay I'll take out a bit of extra gold, pay the $25 and get it that way.
That works.
What about you, Toasty? Well, are you looking for this?
It's probably going to be something that I snag eventually. With the $25, just because I don't do the 6 month subscription. Even though I probably should. I just have it automatically taken out of my PayPal every month. So realistically, I should just do 6 months at a time. I don't know why I'm dumb. I'm dumb and I don't do it the smart way. Because since I started playing in 2009, I haven't unsubscribed once.
Yeah.
So I should probably just do 6 months. Also, I both love and hate reading comments whenever stuff like this happens.
Yeah.
It's been particularly toxic this time.
I guess they're desperate. Well, Dreadwake must be at an all-time low. They're just trying to give people who do the 6 month recurring sub a reason to keep doing it. The other comment I'm seeing is, oh, look at this unique mount model being tied to a cash shop. As if 8.2 didn't happen and give us a bunch of unique mount models.
Yep.
Yeah, if... So, Frasley mentioned that there's a person who's having their followers attack people who want the mount. I don't know who that is, but...
I'll give you one guess.
I wouldn't even know. I honestly wouldn't know.
Oh, I think no. Anyways,
I think taking that approach, how can I put this nicely? There's no way. Get a life. Get a life. If you don't like something Blizzard does, your choices are unsubscribe or continue playing. That's
not
your choices.
Not to have your followers literally slash spit on people in game and social media because they have the mount. Because that's what's happening right now.
So that's dumb. First of all, if you're people like Fan who just have a 6 month sub recurring, you just got it. You just got it because you happen to have a 6 month sub. There are ways to do that. The ways to show you're unhappy about people getting this free thing. or $25 thing. Like, whatever. Like, ah. Yeah.
The way I see it, life is too short. Life is just too short to be spending that much energy to bring so much toxicity to others. It's not worth it.
Complain on the forums, do whatever. Complain on the forums, complain on Twitter, you know, that's fine.
Vote with your own wallet. That's also fine. That. People want to do that, yeah.
Don't attack people because they happen to have it.
Yep.
In the end, people who are in the community, especially those who have influence in the community, which is the worst part of it, be responsible for your actions and the actions of those you have influence over that you encourage to do bad things. Have some responsibility to be a positive force in the community. And yeah, if you don't like something Blizzard does, just stop bloody playing. I'm tired of people who will do this kind of stuff just because they don't like a decision from a game company. If I don't like what Blizzard does, I stop playing. I don't play Hearthstone anymore because I didn't want to buy 100 packs every 3 months or every 4 months to keep current with the game. I don't play Overwatch very much because I don't enjoy that game style. You don't have to play every game. And if you don't like a game that's made by a company, stop playing it. It's simple as that, guys. Like, to have this response to people, like several of our listeners who sit there and have a subscription anyway, like you mentioned, Toasty Fan, who just has a 6 month subscription and logged in for the first time in 9 months or 6 months or what, how many months it was, and hey, he's got a mount, and for that alone he's going to get spit on.
Not cool. Not freaking cool, dude.
No. So, you know, to anybody in the community, and I use the words in the community, because if you are encouraging this stuff, you are not in the community that I'm part of. You are in your own little bubble of people who have no respect for anybody, be it a developer or a player. You simply have no respect. You deserve no respect. You have no respect. You can just go away, as far as I'm concerned. Just go. We don't need you. We don't need your kind.
Just we don't need people who are to each other, dudes. That's all you need to do. All
right, Bill.
What do you mean, really?
Also, credit to Sugar Mama for the awesome Bill and Ted gift there. That's awesome.
Yes.
Like, I hate to say it, but yeah, Bill and Ted could probably teach you guys a few things about being awesome and being nice and being good people. It's just frustrating. It is just frustrating to see people doing that. Like, get a life. Grow up. If you don't like the game, don't play the game. Yes, you have a right to your opinion. Not on my internet. Because guess what? Your freedom of speech only applies to your government. And I am not your government. So, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have a right to free speech on YouTube and other sites. You can express what you want. I can also block you. So I don't have to listen to your BS. Anyways. I think this is a cool mount. I'm personally not feeling like it's worth paying 6 months ahead of time. But I can't get... If I could get 6 months of tokens for a discounted price and get this mount for it, I might do that. But I can't. And I don't have the ability to pay 6 months for game time. So If I want this mount, I will trade in some extra tokens and buy it for Blizzard Balance. That's my choice, and your choice is whether you want to or not. That is the only choice you have. Anyways, moving along to other topics, because that is just done as far as I'm concerned. How about some more mount stuff?
Yeah, let's talk about this other mount. So one of the mounts that we had no idea how to find until recently was the Fabius mount. The Fabius mount is the literal seahorse. It was the seahorse, like, think seahorse body with a horse upper body. We had no idea how to find it up until very recently, and then this secret finding Discord came to the rescue with that. So basically you have to wait until the NPC spawns at 2529 in Najatar, and you'll need to break out your good old selfie camera and snap a picture with it. Once you do that, the mount will be yours.
Really? That's all you have to do?
Yeah.
Just selfie camera this thing?
Yep. And, you know, wait for it to spawn. Which I assume will be the hard part. Well, not the hard part, like the part that'll take the longest. I haven't actually tried yet. But I'm going to. Because it's a nice looking mount. It's a nice looking unique mount model that we got in 8.2.
It does look like a very cool mount.
It does.
Much nicer than the Vashir one we got.
The other seahorse mount?
Yeah.
Like the actual seahorse mount and not the, you know, you know what I mean. There's a seahorse mount and there's the horse in the sea mount.
Yes. this looks like a much nicer model, much more high quality, and I really like this one.
Yeah.
It looks pretty great.
It's a horse with flippers.
And it sounds like it is probably the easiest secret in WoW to get ever.
Also true.
I don't have to go through 20 million rituals to get just the right thing, to summon something, to kill it, to finally get the mount. It's just a picture.
Oh, man. I just read the comments on this article and MMO Champion and like, geez, really, guys? Someone's upset about how easy it was because the other secrets were so easy. Like, come on. Just be happy about something.
See,
don't disappoint me.
See, Toasty, here's the problem you ran into. It's when that button on your mouse goes in a certain direction and you go down to the area called comments. That's your first mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frasley, I will say, I don't even read the comments on podcasts. I really don't. Because I've seen some really nasty ones that have been left on the show's comments. Anonymity brings out the worst in people.
Yeah, I read them once and I got sad.
They have driven no less than 4 hosts off the show. Yeah, that is exactly my reaction. I don't read them anymore because they are not worth it. Anyways, yeah, if you want a really cool, really high quality seahorse mount, definitely check this out. And yeah, it's $25.29 in Najatar. Grab your selfie camera and get yourself a mount. Let's move along, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to real life.
Let's not talk about internet comments next. Let's just avoid the comments.
Instead, we're going to talk about some internet gear stuff that you can get, because I'm awesome at segues. So, hey, it worked. So, thank you. The Blizzard Gear Store site has gotten a little bit of an update. So, there's still some Horde versus Alliance collection items. you know, stuff we've seen before, like the Kul'Tira shirt and the Zandalar shirt, that kind of thing. But there's also some new stuff. Like, I don't remember seeing playing cards, unless my memory is just that wrong. But there's also new journals, that kind of thing. And on top of some brand new Horde versus Alliance items, we also have the summer sale going on. So if you are in the NA, you have the summer sale with items that range from 30% to 65% off. It's not everything. There's 150 items. So go check it out. See if what you want is on sale, or if you just, you know, see something you knew you need. And if you are over in the EU, apparently your June summer sale is still going on and your discounts are even higher, 75%. So I know a lot of people are looking at the Yeti, the plushy Yeti, and the constantly freaked out looking Tortolan plushie.
You mean the amazing Tortolan?
It is really cool, honestly. He just, it just, it his does face look like freaked out. He looks like he's like freaking out about something.
You can't deny that, Toasty.
You know what it is. Cool, but you know what it is. Nola just told him that she's going to send the crabs to kill the turtles. That's what it is.
That's just not cool.
Well, I still haven't. It makes sense that he'd have that face.
Yeah, I still haven't done that quest. I managed to not do it.
Don't do it, Toasty. It hurts. Cycle I hate doing life, that man. Quest.
Cycle of life. Got to do it.
Nope, I refuse.
So definitely check it out. There's some great stuff to be had, and there's some pretty good quality items on this list. I know personally, I don't have the Kul'Tira shirt. I was kind of waiting to see how the expansion was, what I felt about it, if I wanted to spend money on this shirt. And now that I have played this expansion and I've seen Kul'Tiras and have fallen in love with Browse and everything, I'm totally buying this shirt. It is in my cart right now as we speak.
Well, Toshi, now I know why yours is so terrified. First off, you have it in the dark. Second off, it's being almost covered completely by a Blues Championship banner. Torturing the poor thing.
And it apparently wants some green apple pop rocks.
Yeah, I can't eat those because I'm on that whole no sugar thing.
Ah, yes, yes.
So they just sit there taunting me.
I don't even know what I'd be like with that. I can't even imagine.
Perpetually tired. I am perpetually tired.
See, the problem is that too much sugar while you're a diabetic makes you tired.
Yeah.
So it sounds like I have a no-win situation right there.
Yep, that's kind of unfortunate.
Yepers.
What's also unfortunate is I discovered something in the summer sale that it's the J word. So like I have to have the J word is jersey.
I don't see any jerseys.
Why did that take me long?
It must be an Overwatch jersey.
Yep.
Alright, let me see here.
It is. I do like seeing, we were talking about this in pre-show just with us talking, but we talked about the Cupid Deadlies. And there's a Cupid Deadly blind one for Overwatch, which honestly, like, it is tempting to get because I do like Overwatch. But if there was a WoW one, then I'd just be all over that.
Yeah, they've definitely gone all in for the Cupid Deadlies on the Overwatch. They've had two Overwatch exclusive series, and they've had three mixed series, but they've never done a single franchise getting their own other than Overwatch. Which I wish they would do a WoW one, because some of the WoW ones they've done have been really cool. Oh, there's the jersey. Okay. It's not bad. If you don't mind Lucio.
Lucio's cool.
I guess.
Is it the frog Lucio?
Yeah.
Nice. That's the best one. Even I considered that one.
$35. Hard to say no. And get hurt. All right. I'll wait.
There's some great Diablo shirts on sale on the summer store that I don't know if I've actually seen them before. I don't know if they're just old and they're bringing them out for the sale. I don't know.
Diablo Goatman?
Yeah.
I think that might have been there at BlizzCon. I know the Reign of Terror shirt was at BlizzCon.
Frasley, please don't repeat that joke again. You're going to make certain person on the show cry at the idea of such a place.
Oh, I didn't know. Sad now.
Told you, man. Told you it was making me cry. Or at least sad. You would love that place, wouldn't you?
If it was just, you know, full of hockey jerseys and not the actual Jersey Shore.
What if the Jersey Shore had a lot of jerseys? I think we work, Toasty.
Anyway, stop making me sad. Let's go back to some game stuff.
All right.
So as we all know, WoW Classic is going to be out next month. So as expected, the beta is coming to a close soon. In fact, next week, or no, like Friday. Yeah, it's coming to an end on Friday. So the WoW Classic beta is ending on July 12th. They're going to take that opportunity to tidy up any bugs that have been reported and get those all fixed up and prepare for launch in August. So yeah, if you're still plucking around in the WoW Classic beta, enjoy it while you can, because you only got a couple more days.
I will agree with Frazen on this. I'm actually surprised it's ending so soon. I figured it'd be ending like a week or two before the launch of WoW Classic, not weeks.
Yeah, that bit is surprising. Like, cause even their normal betas don't, like, I don't think they close a week before, but like, this feels like at this point it's what, almost 2 months?
A month, well, a month and a half technically. So there is going to be one more stress test, July 25th and 26th. Originally, yeah, it's going to be mid-July, and they've changed it to be end of the month. I think I'm guessing they're just giving themselves some extra time to squish the bugs and iron everything out to make it how they want it, especially since they've spent so much time testing the new sharding system.
So what you're telling me is that on July 13th, we can stop talking about WoW Classic. Gotcha.
Well, no, because we'll talk about it again July 25th and 26th.
And probably August 27th.
Yeah, August 27th.
And then on the 28th, we can stop. Okay, gotcha.
Assuming they don't really put anything new out about it, because I mean, they've entertained the idea of doing, you know, BC and Wrath.
Don't threaten me like that, man. Don't threaten me like
As Frasley mentions in chat, it's going to be coming out in phases.
Yeah.
So we'll probably announce when there's a new phase.
Exactly. People are going to want to know that stuff.
Sorry. I still am not at all interested in WoW Classic.
Hey, and that's fine. You're allowed not to be. I don't care for Vulpera. Other people do. So whatever. We'll present the information as it comes up. Whether or not we're interested in it is a completely different matter. Surprise, surprise, Frasley doesn't care for gnome hate. Well, Frasley, unfortunately, you can't get away from that in the WoW community.
And I'm sorry, Frasley. Right now you have no room to speak because you didn't start with Mechagon.
Yeah.
Just saying, dude. Just saying. Yeah. You are my friend. I care about you deeply, but I feel like you have no room to talk about gnome hate since you didn't start with Mechagon.
All those gnomes wondering where their Frasley is. He's just disappeared on them. Haven't seen him in ages.
They were waiting for you to get there, Fraz.
They were waiting for you. The party was ready to start, and you didn't show up, and the food went to waste, Frasley.
Have you not even opened it, Frasley?
Well, at least he went there.
Yes.
And then left immediately? What?
Maybe Frasley's.
What happened to Frasley? Somebody did something to Frasley.
Also, can I just say for the record, How in the bleep has that island never been found before?
Yeah, it is stupidly close to Cold Tiras.
Like, seriously, like, I flew there, there was technology. Not even a load screen. I flew there in, like, little jumper planes.
Also, like, so Mechagon, like, that's one thing that I just realized now. Like, the place gave coordinates for Mechagon, right?
Yes.
But a lot of stuff moved with the sundering and the second sundering. Yep. So why are those coordinates not changed?
That's a good question.
It makes no sense. But hey, if we're looking at sense from this game, there's a lot of places in this world that should never have taken this long to be relocated or rediscovered. Like, it's just crazy.
Fair enough.
All right, well, let's talk about our last bit of news. And that is a new Hearthstone expansion. Speaking of Hearthstone. So, the Saviors of Uldum, Hearthstone's next expansion, is going to launch on August the 6th. And the expansion revisits the League of Explorers, featuring the Reborn keyword and plague mechanic. And as usual, very over-the-top cinematic trailer. Have you guys watched the cinematic trailer for this?
Kept meaning to, and I just never did. I'm going to play it right now. I'm digging the music. It's got an 80s vibe to it that I'm really enjoying.
Yeah. One of the new cards in this expansion is the Puzzle Box of Yogg-Saron, which I'm sure everybody is very well aware.
Oh my god, this music is amazing. Why haven't I watched it sooner?
Hearthstone cinematics are really fun, I have to say. They usually do a pretty good job on them.
What I find amazing about the Hearthstone cinematics is that they managed to make a world that is already very silly and doesn't take itself too seriously even sillier.
I like the little Murloc in a safari hat. I mean, Murloc? This is no surprise. I personally don't play Hearthstone. I played in the beta and I dabbled a little bit here and there. And did, you know, like a couple dungeon runs. Hearthstone is one of those games I wish I can get more into it, because they do have fun, like you were saying, Toasty, with the world that already is silly and already exists, and they make it sillier and they get creative with it. And I absolutely love the flavor text on the cards and the art and all of that. And that's pretty great. And I wish it was a game I could get more into. I just haven't yet.
So yeah, if you do purchase, you can purchase the Saviors of Uldum Mega Bundle, which gives you 80 card packs, the Elise Starseeker Druid Hero, Elise Starseeker card back, and a random Saviors of Uldum Golden Legendary card. And the Saviors of Uldum Bundle gives you 50 packs, the same card back, and again, a random Saviors of Uldum Gold Legendary card. That's pretty cool. I'm sure that they are relatively priced, probably, you know, $50 and $80 each, respectively. And yeah, if you're really excited for another Hearthstone expansion, definitely check this one out when it arrives in just about a month.
Looks like there's also a solo adventure coming with that too, which is nice. The solo adventures are a lot of fun. I've always enjoyed those.
Yeah, like when I dabble, like that's usually what I go for these days.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, I can't get over that music. The music was so good.
Well, let's talk about a book, shall we?
All right. So today's show is also words hard. Let's try that again.
All right.
Today's show is also brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2019. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. This week we're going to take a look at the second book of the King Killer Chronicles, The Wise Man's Fear. Let's have a listen.
The red-haired innkeeper stood at the bottom of the stairs. He brushed his long-fingered hands over the clean apron and full-length sleeves he wore. Is our guest awake yet? Bast shook his head. Not a rustle or a peep. He's had a hard couple of days, Coates said. It's probably catching up with him. He hesitated, then lifted his head and sniffed. Have you been drinking? The question was more curious than accusatory. No, Bast said. The innkeeper raised an eyebrow. I've been tasting, Bast said, emphasizing the word. Tasting comes before drinking. Ah, the innkeeper said. So you were getting ready to drink then? Tiny gods, yes, Bast said, to great excess. What the hell else is there to do?
So once again, that was The Wise Man's Fear, the second book of the Kingkiller Chronicles, written by Patrick Rothfuss and narrated by Nick Podell. You can find that and over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. And we thank Audible for their support of the show.
Absolutely.
All right. So our question of the week for last week was, what are you going to tackle first in 8.2? Frasley says, tackling Pathfinder first, gotta get my flying. Well, he's tackling half of the Pathfinder anyway. Not the half we expected, but half of it nonetheless. Zeph says, Naga Queen.
L. Ryan says, figure out how to do Pathfinder, lol. I'm new to WoW, and needless to say, overwhelmed. Wookie BH says, started on Nazjatar because I needed to get through there to get through the war campaign to get the Tauren Heritage armor. Take a break to tame Haradin and laugh at people trying to kill Undasta.
And Mike O'Frazier says, new quest hubs. And Poggle Satin says, tame Undasta, Heritage Gnome Armor, and then Pathfinder. And next week's question is, between Nazjatar and Mechadagon, where are you most enjoying your questing and why? I think, Frasley, we already know what your answer is there.
Nazjatar, obviously. Poor Frasley. Do you want to point out that Frasley's preferred zone in 8.2 is Nazjatar?
Not the gnome place. Gotcha.
Right. Yeah. It's been Nazjatar.
We love you, Frasley.
Frasley, you know we do. Honestly, this is the most you've been mentioned on an episode that you were not actually on.
I think I already kind of talked about this earlier, but I'm enjoying questing in Mechagon more. It feels more open-ended, and there's lots of other stuff I can do that's not so obvious when it comes to questing around. So, yeah, Mechagon.
See, I feel the wording of your question has set me up for failure here, because the answer to that question is the real world in Wizards Unite, apparently.
Okay, well, how about we wait for your answer for next?
Sure, I'll try and do one of the two next week.
All right.
I would say Nazjatar. I think the zone is gorgeous. There is not a time that I've logged on that I haven't stopped to look at something and just admire how beautiful it is. Even when you die, it is a beautiful, beautiful zone. Plus the lore behind the place with Zinashari and the Well of Eternity's location and everything, like seeing a place so deep-seated in lore, I get really excited about too. So the combination of all that, I am absolutely loving this zone.
Hey, Allie.
We're not going to talk about it.
Why were you dead?
Well, that particular time that I posted on Twitter about being dead with my really beautiful screenshot, because again, it's a beautiful zone. I saw someone that had a whole bunch of Naga, and I'm like, I'm awesome Shadow Priest. I have all my AoE spells up. I'm going to help and slaughter everything. That person ended up running away. And so then they all aggroed on me. And I'm like, that's okay. I got this. I killed about half of them, and then I died.
You didn't have it?
I didn't have it. But again, I got to, you know, I don't mind that death run because it's pretty. So.
So that just reminded me of something that used to happen in my last guild a lot. Well, not a lot. It happened one time where the tank's like, I got this, and then immediately died. Like, he said, I got this, and then splat dead. So the running joke in that guild for a long time was hashtag I got this whenever somebody died. That's what that reminded me of.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Elliot. It only took me a week and a half to get an answer to that question. Other than you doing a gif and glaring at me.
You're welcome. If it makes you feel any better, I did the same to my husband, so it's fine.
I fully expected that, yeah. At least I'm a good company, at least.
Yes, yes.
All right, then. So, we're going to do something we haven't done in way, way, way too long. And that is, we're going to talk about our Patreon people, because I'm bad, and sometimes I'm not always the best person for, you know, keeping up with stuff. So, we're going to do our Patreon supporters. As some of you probably remember at this point, we're supposed to, every month, we're supposed to mention the people who support our Patreon, and we're going to do that now. Because we're way over two on that. So, anybody who's dropped us from Patreon since the last time we did this, I sincerely apologize. We should have always been doing this, and it just, yeah, slipped through cracks. So, I do very much apologize for that. So, for our Patreon supporters, actually, I can't even pull up Patreon for some reason. I don't know why. I should have grabbed this before. I apologize. Let me see if I can grab my phone here. Apparently, I can't do that either. So, we will do Patreon people next week, I guess. But if you are a Patreon supporter, I very much appreciate your support. And you guys make this show a lot more awesome because of your help and your listening. So, thank you to all of our Patreon people.
Yes, thank you.
All right, time for shoutouts.
Okay, well, I'll start. I've got two shoutouts, or three. First shout out to De Mephisto, because he's very close to achieving his goal with Warrior number 42, and looks like he's planning a charity event. Stream for that. We're waiting to get details on that, but when I get them, I will communicate that out to everybody because it sounds freaking awesome. And also, I approve of all the Warriors, especially, you know, now it's Warrior 42. This is great.
Wow.
Second shout out to the fantastic person behind the Angry Palm Dice account on Twitter. For that amazing mac and cheese dice that I'm definitely going to buy on Friday. Apparently they only made one set, so I need to be really
impressive.
I need to be really quick on that on Friday to get that. And my third shout out is to Evan, one of the younger listeners of the show. First of all, I can't believe your mom lets you listen to us. We can be pretty terrible sometimes. But also, happy birthday. I believe you're turning 9. So, yeah. I made sure to get the intro that you preferred playing tonight. So, yeah. Happy birthday, little dude.
Happy birthday.
And that's it. All I've got.
How about you, Ali?
I have two, but they're kind of go hand in hand.
All right.
So, this week, on Thursday this week, my husband's actually going to be guesting on Frazzlecast.
Wait, so Mr. Al is going to be on Frazzlecast?
Yeah, right? So it's pretty exciting. It's his first time guesting on a podcast. It's not just doing voice lines for my show. So it's pretty exciting, and I'm excited and happy for him. And thank you to Frazzly for giving him the opportunity. And yeah, just really excited about all that.
Awesome. And I actually can now list off our Patreons because it finally came up here. So thank you to Lee, to Navimi, to Brock, to Andrew, to Glenn, to Redzian, to David, to Frasley, to Allie, to Troy, to WikiBH, and I will say thank you to Erlina for all the support. I really appreciate all you guys do for us. Thank you. My shout out is going to be to everybody who puts up with my rants, because I can rant a lot sometimes, and I apologize.
What? You never ran. What are you talking about?
Crazy. I know. I'm bad for rants. It like dates back way like to the beginning of the launch of WoW, so it's a long time that I've been doing this stuff. Ranting, I mean, that is.
You just have your opinions, and you're very passionate about those opinions.
Sure, we'll go with that. Good answer.
It works.
All right. Well, I think that's about it. I don't recall us getting any voicemails this week. So, yeah, let's do our outro, I guess.
If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. Join our Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata and our Discord at bit.ly/ATA Discord, which is where we record every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz. Medros is at Medros, Fandeth is at Fandeth, Ali is at AliandrusK, I am at ToastyPostyCan, and you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of a Funko Pop Fox.
Bye!
Maybe Frasley will finally get the Mechagon.
I guess you just keep falling short.
Oi.
This podcast brought to you by Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2019. Get more at thedawnforge.com.